Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
I chose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make the authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man does not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
So, James and John, they were the beloved disciples of Jesus. They knew it. That's why they dared to ask to sit in the kingdom when the left and right hand of Jesus. Jesus understand the motivation. Anyhow, Jesus through this teaching them, important is to fulfill the will of God. In the future, we sit right or left, it not depends on him, but depends on God the Father who prepared the places. Even they are touched by Jesus this way, they are still faithful. James was persecuted in the year 44. He is the earliest apostle to be persecuted. When we follow Jesus, we don't know how long we can serve the Lord. Just do whatever is possible on a daily basis. Important is keep our joy, our trust. Not everything is perfect before us. In Jesus himself, he said, he became a servant for all. Even he sacrificed his life for all. That's the spirit of Jesus. He wants us, his disciples, to do the same. It's not always easy. We ask this special grace that we can fulfill the will of God in us in a thorough way. trusting His love, His gift, His grace. Even though it seems impossible, humanly speaking, it's possible for God. We entrust it to the Lord. We're happy to be chosen in one way or another to follow Jesus. Not all are chosen to be priests or religious, but all are chosen to love. To love family members, to love our classmates, to love all those next to us. This is our joy. Our joy means giving up our own self just to feel the will of God in us. We ask St. James to pray for us, give us this strength to wait as Jesus until the end of our life.